I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott with the WVUA Weather Center in just a moment. Governor Robert Bentley is declaring a state of emergency today ahead of a winter storm expected to bring snow, ice, and freezing rain to the region. 30 Alabama counties stretching from the Tennessee border all the way to Birmingham and Tuscaloosa are under a winter storm warning from 9 a.m. until midnight today. Tim Troutman is the lead forecaster at Huntsville's National Weather Service. He says everyone in the warning area should prepare for a lot of snow.
The best chances for moderate to heavy snow will be midday through the evening. The probability in most areas of receiving 2 to 4 inches, and some locations may see some locally higher amounts.
250 members of Alabama's National Guard have been mobilized to respond to emergencies. Alabama's law enforcement agencies are coordinating resources to assist stranded drivers. And speaking of stranded drivers, the winter weather has the State Department of Transportation scrambling its fleet to help keep roads clear of snow and ice. APR's Mackenzie Bates has an update on their efforts.
Crews were out all day Tuesday pre-treating roads in both the northern and central parts of the state. Forecasters predict a substantial amount of accumulating snow will likely begin early Wednesday afternoon through the night, potentially causing travel hazards across most of the area. The DOT is encouraging drivers to watch the forecast as they head to and from work today. They are using salt to help melt the precipitation that will likely fall during the day. DOT officials say if you have to get out, use extreme caution and give yourself plenty of time to make it to your destination. They add if you do not have to get out, stay home. Roads are expected to refreeze as temperatures drop in the evening. Mackenzie Bates, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
The couple whose lawsuit overturned Alabama's gay marriage ban is headed back to court. Carrie Searcy and Kim McKeon filed the lawsuit against Mobile County Probate Judge Don Davis yesterday after Davis refused to grant them an adoption petition. Searcy is seeking to be recognized as a legal parent to their 9-year-old son. Davis indicated last week he would not process their adoption petition until the U.S. Supreme Court issues a national ruling on gay marriage later this year. A lawyer for the couple said Davis has no legal justification to deny the request. A federal judge in January ruled Alabama's gay marriage ban unconstitutional in a case originally brought by Searcy and McKean. And an Alabama judge is agreeing to limit medical testimony about a 9-year-old girl who was allegedly run to death by her grandmother. Circuit Judge Bill Ogletree granted a state's motion to prevent testimony about how hospitals cared for that child after she collapsed in 2012. Joyce Harden-Garrard's defense planned to attack the standard of health care provided to the girl. Jury selection in Garrard's murder trial continues tomorrow. Now your forecast from Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
A major winter storm is expected across the northern part of the state, primarily north of I-20 today. Highs in the 30s, 40s along the Gulf Coast. Expect some rain for the southern half of the state. Overnight tonight, lows back in the 20s. Highs in the 40s on Thursday will be cold statewide Thursday and Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.